Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Iba is the great defender of the OSU wheat varieties. It holds its own in drought conditions and also offers consistently high grain yield and test weight. Iba has excellent grazing tolerance and offers good fall forage production. Iba jumps slightly ahead of its sister variety Gallagher when it comes to yield and has a better overall fitness to the conditions of the high plains. Iba also maintains dough strength at a great range of protein content. Iba is another in the OSU graze and grain and golden grain wheat varieties. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Challenging times when it comes to adequately funding Extension and the Ag Experiment Station for the land-grant mission of the Division of Agriculture at Oklahoma State University. That includes down at the county level in those county extension offices. And that was the subject of a pair of interim studies that were put together and a meeting on that held yesterday at the Oklahoma State Capitol. One of those talking to the lawmakers was the head of OSU Extension, Dr. Damona Doy, who told lawmakers that they are having to get leaner on the number of professionals in each county office. But
at times there's been rumors that, you know, we're aiming to close county offices. That's certainly not the case. So we have a commitment from the beginning to maintain a presence in each of the 77 counties. And so we have that commitment.
Lawmakers at the meeting seem to be on board when it comes to funding for research and for extension at Oklahoma State University, especially down to the county level. But they're struggling with the current system of appropriation that sends the money through the regions of higher education. Representative Tommy Harden from Medill says maybe it's time to rethink that process.
Members, we've got to make the decisions. We can't depend on the Board of Regents and everybody else to make the right decisions with what affects our county. So, you know, hopefully we can come up with some legislation that will direct that funding in a more precise way that we can protect the people that we represent, protect the children that are growing up in these programs. Because you know and I know when they come to the Capitol, these extension students, the ones that have gone through all these programs, are so much better prepared to talk to us and to address the issues with us. But, you know, I just think it's something we need to protect, and I'll be glad to work with anybody and try to come up with some solutions there.
State Representative Tommy Harden. Researchers at Kansas State saying that African swine fever can survive in feed grains, prompting greater concerns of the disease spreading. The research confirms the virus can survive a simulated 30-day transoceanic voyage in contaminated plant-based feed and ingredients. Detailed analysis shows the half-life of African swine fever in feed ranges from 9.6 to 14.2 days after exposure to varying temperatures and humidity conditions simulating transoceanic shipment. That means it would take approximately 2 weeks for the total viable virus to concentration to decay to half its original count during the shipment. USDA giving dairy producers an extra week to sign up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. USDA's Bill Northey telling lawmakers the deadline will extend now to the 27th of September. Farm Service Agency later confirmed that deadline extension. More than 21,000 dairy farmers have signed up for the program, but others will have an extra 7 days to consider it. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 26th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 24,000 head, 5,400 yearling steers, 3,500 yearling heifers, 6,100 weaned calves, and 8,500 calves on cows. If you want more details, go to the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call Superior, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.